Keshav Tov, everybody. So we begin Parshas Baloscha, which begins with the image of the menorah. The Ramban points out that the only din li'ikuva is the din of miksha. In the past, we've argued that, especially based on the coordination of the psukim from Tetzaveh to Emor to Baloscha, one gets a very strong impression that the menorah ner mitzvah v'torah, or that the menorah is an external manifestation of the aron. And we've argued that this din of miksha is really a reflection of a certain property of Torah, in any tchum, and somebody who's not roi b'chola Torah kula can't be roi because it's all integrated and connected, Torah Hashem tamima, in the sense of holism, and that's a very important dynamic. The Sforno understands, interestingly, the menorah to reflect the holism, the miksha, which he also interprets as a very significant, the most significant detail, the holism of Klal Yisrael. What he refers to is those who are oskin v'chai isha, those who are oskin v'chai olam. I think l'shitaso at Birkas Kohanim, frankly, yirachashem mishmeracha in kemachin Torah, but yo'er Hashem pana v'lacha v'chunaka, he talked about he'aras panim b'Torah, the sense of amkus. So the Sforno's perspective is basically one where he maintains that the integration of Klal Yisrael into a miksha is the totality of the Ratzon Hashem, that only through the collective are we fully able to achieve Hashem's vision to bring about literally the full light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu into the world. So that's a very fascinating idea in terms of really doubling down on miksha, but interpreting the symbolism, with respect to Klal Yisrael as opposed to Torah, as we've tried to more classically interpret, and again, as far as the classical interpretation goes, is the Rambam Hilchos Klei HaMikdash that we've tried to use as Araya, where the Rambam talks about the orientation of all of the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash along the north-south axis, and the Aron, as well as the menorah, as the only one that defy that paradigm. So again, that's a very strong indication for the Rambam. In any event, what I want to focus on a little bit more now is, Rashi's focus, Ad Yerechad Percha, Ever Gadol, Ever Katan. We think about Miksha as a form of integrity, the basic cohesion and unity of the menorah. I think it's striking that Rashi points out Eivir Gadol ve'Eivir Katan. Dehainu, the idea of miksha is, or the idea of integrity, is that a person's broader macro values, let's say, the Eivir Gadol ad Yirecha, and also all of the pratim, and even the pirte pratim, and even the pirte pratim, they all cohere, they all integrate. Right? Everything is thought out, everything is deliberated, and everything coheres at that level. So ad ever gadol ve'ad ever katan bespeaks a person whose entire personality is integrated in avodas Hashem. And while categorical distinctions remain important, ben adam l'makom, ben adam l'chavero, ava v'yira, all of these dualities in the end come to one place, which is lasos ritzon kono, and everything with a truly integrated persona, a miksha type persona, everything ever gadol ve'ad ever katan ad yirecha ad pircha miksha hi. You can't just say that their values are excellent values, but they don't always live up to them. But the bar is set much higher than that. Ad yirecha ad pircha mikshahi, that we expect the person's values to be manifest in the pirte pratim. Like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter has a quote he said in his name. He's seen it written, but heard it many times in his name. One doesn't step on somebody else to perform a mitzvah. In other words, it's not just about having the right values, but implementing them on pirte pratim, in the appropriate, balanced, kind of a way that reflects this principle of miksha. So if that's true, I think we can come back to another point that the Ramban makes, which is, the question that the Ramban very famously raises. Aaron didn't really have to do this. Vayas kein Aaron al mol pnei am nora. that Aaron was Nizdariz Bosa Mitzvah Kol Yamav, and the Chavivos that the Mitzvah of Menorah had on Aaron. And there's so many different points of view that we've tried to express over the years about that this notion, but I just would emphasize in this case the Miksha point, I think, is very, you know, well taken. You know, Aaron wasn't just a person who had high-minded values of Oiv Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Oiv Sabrios, Umikarvan the Torah, but as is so really graphically illustrated in the Avostar of Nasan and other Makoros as well, you know, in terms of what that meant in practice of, you know, Aaron's integration with the Poshe Yisrael, and, you know, Meshev Chema, Ben Meshev Chema. You know, Aaron wasn't a person, you know, who lived high-minded values. Gemara, in the first parak of Masechta Sanhedrin, Moshe Yikov Azadin Azahar, and Aaron Ov Shalom Rodev Shalom, he would, you know, run out of the Bezdin, according to Rashi, you know, and intercept people along the way to be Matil Pshara B'nehem. That integration, I think, is, you know, alive and well when it comes to Aaron's character in particular.